that old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does, it will even up the score. Don't be weak. As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in.
Don't give in.
That old wheel will roll around again.
That will even the score.
When love is gone, and the one you thought would stay does you wrong.
Does you wrong.
And you're left alone to pay. The price is high.
Way high.
But through Christ you'll survive. Don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Amen.
That old wheel, gonna roll around once more. When it does,
and when it does,
it will even up the score. Don't be weak,
don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Play it, Paul, for the boy.
Be times hard to control, and you'll find,
and you'll find,
you'll hurt down in your soul. There'll be those who'll be glad to see you down, but don't give in.
Amen.
That old wheel will roll around again. That old wheel,
it's
gonna roll around once more. When it does,
when it does,
it will even up the score. Don't be weak,
don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does,
that
will even up the score. Don't be weak. As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. Cause that old wheel will roll around again. Roll around again.
And good morning, Remnant, and welcome to Coffee with the Radio Ranch Wranglers. We're coming to you live this April 8th, 2023, Saturday morning. And thank you for joining us. And we've got a full crew this morning, and we'll bring everybody on. Jason, good morning.
Good morning.
And Zach, glad you could make it. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
And Uncle Paul, good morning to you up there in Michigan. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
And way down south, Josh, good morning.
Good morning.
And Remnant, good morning to you. Thanks for joining us. Hope you have your Bibles. Hope you have your coffee. And we're glad you joined us. We have the phone lines open this morning if you want to give a call. And but we're going to open up in prayer. Jason, we'll ask if you would do that for us.
Well, dear Heavenly Father, we ask that you lead us, guide us, and direct us this morning in the direction that we are going. We ask, Father, that you be with your people, Father. We cry out for you to heal this land once again. We ask that you do a mighty and an awesome work there. We in your people and through your people, and allow us to be a light into a dark world, Father. And we pray, Father, that your people continue to hang on to their faith and their hope that we know that we can have in you and through you. We thank you for these things in Jesus Christ's name. We pray, amen.
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 Absolutely. Well, again, Remnant phone lines, they're open, 307-745-5913, if you'd like to give a call, if you have a question or a comment, and we'd be glad to take that. Again, 307-745-5913, and we're working on some stuff on gun control and the issues with it, and starting seen a little bit more, saw a Marion County Sheriff, Billy Woods, noting during a big Friday morning press conference that, you know, there's already tons of gun laws, he says, And that none of them keeps criminals from getting guns. And it's nothing new for us. I know for us, it's preaching to the choir. You know, Pastor was very adamant about that, about the, you know, that gun control does not work except for the communists. And the old saying that when guns are outlawed, only outlaws will have guns, is true in a way. We understand that. But I thought it was interesting because you're seeing more and more, whether it's sheriffs, whether it's representatives, whether it's just people realizing that the answer, yeah, that we have, we don't have a gun violence problem in this nation. We have a morality problem. And to put more and more gun control laws, again, we understand that they're meant to disarm us, and that they're not addressed at the criminals. But it's encouraging to me when, you know, there's more and more that get, even that get coverage, whether it's sheriffs, whether it's legislatures. I didn't print it out, but there's a bill in, I guess, Congress right now that to repeal the National Firearms Act, which of what was that from? I forget what year that was, but to repeal it. And that was the short-barreled shotguns and machine guns and all that. And so there's work behind the scenes, as well as, you know, to somewhat counter what our enemy continues to do. They don't sleep. They've been pushing to for more and more gun control because it's part of their agenda. But they are getting pushback. So I thought that was that is a good thing. Thoughts, comments?
Yeah.
Yes, no?
Dad did a lot of several messages on that. Be a swinger, register your guns. And the book that he wrote that we're putting in the or putting part of it in to the newsletter this for this next month, everything that everything you wanted to know about gun control and preachers were afraid to tell you. You know, he was ahead of the game on a lot of that stuff. And you know, been putting it out for a long time. But yeah, there's you know, it's you're going to see these things. It's just, you know, it's a battle between good and evil, the right and the left. And, you know, our enemies ultimately know that they've got to disarm people if they want to get their complete agenda through. And that is, you know, steal, kill, and destroy. And they've been working on it for a long time. And that's one of the reasons that things aren't farther along in this country than they are, is because we've got an armed people. And they've got to be really careful not to start a revolution, which, you know, could very easily start over the gun control, them pushing their gun control agenda.
Well, the way I see it, and is like you have the right and left, like you mentioned, Jason, and you know the left, they're pretty much the way I look at it, the way their mindset, they obviously have a parasitical mindset, you know, but what our problem is, and that's what I'm talking about, like the Anglo-Saxon, is we're so double-minded because of this Judeo-Christianity that we have, you know, in our minds that, you know, we don't know how to handle any of this stuff. And I'm talking about us as a whole. So our double-mindedness, And I mean that as us as a whole, has allowed all this to happen because we can't deal with it because of what these preachers have put in people's minds. And, you know, yeah, if we do give up our guns, we're hosed. But, you know, we got to – this is where our job comes in. We have to educate the people and basically let them know that they are – playing with the Babylonian system and God's system, and they're blended together. And, you know, people think that, you know, the local government and the state and federal government, their job is to govern the land, and the church's government and God's job is to get us into heaven. Well, that's not necessarily so. God's job is to govern the land and for our life after death. So, and that's like a mental block in people's minds that they can't seem to get around. And, you know, that's what we're here to do, is to educate people. You know, don't give up your guns. You're going to need them. You might need them. You know, be willing to use them. But really what's going on between people's ears, especially on our side, is the stumbling block and the hindrance of what's going on in this nation today and in all the Anglo-Saxon nations across the world.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, they've already been disarmed.
Luke 22:36 says, and he said to them, but now whoever has a money belt is to take it along. Likewise, also a bag, and whoever has no sword is to sell his cloak and buy one. And, I mean, you know, there's people out there that, you know, still, I talk to Christians that it's like, well, I don't know if I should buy a gun or not. You know, well, I think that's pretty obvious. I mean, that sword of those days was equivalent to every Roman soldier that was armed. I mean, it was, you know, that is the modern-day firearm, so...
Basically, what that scripture is saying is you be ready for anything that you need to be ready for.
Yeah,
whether
exactly.
It be verbal or physical.
That's right. That's right. Take care of yourself. Have your have your money. Have your coat. Have your means of protection. Because you read on into it, and he says, I'm sending you out as sheep among wolves. And so, you know, it wasn't he wasn't just sending us to slaughter. Not at all. But to go out, you know, and to be as wise as serpents and as harmless as doves, to provide for your own, and that doesn't just mean clothing and food, but security as well.
Well, and Zach, you spoke about that double-mindedness. It's like the same idea of separation of church and state. And, you know, you can't separate a Christian. Cannot separate God from any portion of his life, and it be okay.
Absolutely. Well, this is what happened. People have their minds have been disarmed. You know, they can sit there and read Ephesians 6, and you're like, oh, I'm going to put on the full armor. Like, you're supposed to be a soldier. You're supposed to be doing something. But then on the other hand, their minds, they don't know what to do. They lack the foundation and the understanding of, like, how to live. And, you know, because I believe everything that you do is warfare, you know, who I buy my stuff from. I was listening to, how'd that go? I was watching some nature channel last night, and they were talking about, it's not something that I would do personally. I think they were talking about shark fin soup. And they're like, well, how can the everyday person fight this? Because they're killing all these sharks, a specific breed, for this shark fin soup. And the guy said, fight with your wallet. Don't buy it. And then that eliminates the market. So, like, that guy understood, like, what you do is a form of warfare. And we need to understand that as well. And we always got to have that kind of mindset in the back of our mind, you know. Don't go to Tractor Supply so much. Go to the co-op in your the guy that you know. You know, I mean, don't feed the Chinese-owned big company. Take care of your neighbor. He'll take care of you.
Yeah, you're right, and that's everything. And so, and we are very competitive, all of us. And you know, I look at it as whether you're winning or losing. You know, if you're eating that donut every morning, you know, that's a losing proposition. You know, you would do better to have some whole grain cereal or some eggs or something, you know. Every decision we make, like I said, if you take the easy road and go to Walmart or when you go to a local grocery store, you know, that is making a decision. You know, right there. Okay. I agree.
Yeah, if you choose today to continue to buy Nike shoes, for instance, just as an example, one small example in this huge microcosm, understand that you know, that Nike is pushing hard this trans agenda, spending, you know, the money you spend on Nike goes towards that. And, you know, there's other shoes out there. There's other brands out there. And so, yeah, you can make a choice. You know, this latest, just this week with Budweiser I think that it's showing that there are people out there that don't support these ungodly, anti-Christ, anti-American, unnatural affiliations. You know, we've talked about it in months past, the National Hockey League pushing, you know, and they're still pushing, you know, Pride Night and wear the rainbow jerseys in practice and all that, and they're still pushing that. And there's still, now there's more and more either individuals or entire teams that are backing off that and saying, no, we're not going to wear the they call them the gay pride jerseys. We're not going to wear that in practice. And that's a good thing. You know, the mess with Nike this week and embracing and pushing and, you know, their affiliations with this this open filth. The Bud Light this week has come out with that as well, and even Jack Daniels was pushing and promoting it. Came out the cross dressing and the drag queen events and things like that, and they're facing serious backlash for that. And people are doing just like is being said here. They're speaking with their wallet, and they're saying, "I ain't buying that no more. I'll go somewhere else. I'll buy a different product that doesn't support this this affront to God."
Yeah, it was pretty neat to see how many people got so upset over the whole Bud Light beer commercial pushing the trans movement. I mean, it went viral on social media of people getting rid of their Bud Lights, crushing it, driving it over, shooting the beer cans, blowing them up, shooting, using Tannerite on them. I mean, it was, you name it, it was going on. And it went extremely viral. And I mean, that was, I laughed and laughed and laughed. I had a friend of mine that was showing me a bunch of these videos, and I got a really good hoot out of it because these people were genuinely upset about it, majorly upset about it.
Yes.
And I mean, there's people out there that said that, you know, it's, I've been drinking Bud Light for 25 years, and I'm never going to drink another Bud Light. Getting rid of all their Bud Light memorabilia, everything, their stocks plummeted. It was definitely neat to see, and you could tell that, I mean, they just hit a nerve with some of these, some of these people out there that still have some testosterone left in them and were, you know, fed up and wanted to say no.
Well, yeah, I mean, you're dealing with a group of people that are, you know, their forefathers built this country, so they have a lot of their thought process, you know, going on between their ears. And when they see stuff like that, you know, it makes them mad, and rightfully so. I hope Anheuser gets smoked because of it. I hope they go bankrupt. Screw them.
Yeah.
Yes. Amen.
Yeah. I agree. But it does. It, you know, it's nice for us to see that. And you know, they were removing that stuff as fast as they could, trying to keep everybody from seeing it. But there was just so much that they couldn't get it all down. And, I noticed.
Well, that's
that
what I noticed is I was going back trying to find some of it, and they wanted it gone and off of there. And then they started doing counter campaigns and, promoting stuff, as fast as they could. So they spent a lot of money on advertising trying to shut this thing down.
Too late.
Well, you hadn't seen anything on Maker's Mark yet, huh?
I haven't. I was surprised. Right. I was surprised at that. You know, Jack Daniels. And it's been a couple years that they didn't just start. I saw this one thing. It was, you know, they were in 2021. They were promoting and supporting this drag queen something. Some of these companies, they do it. They're pushed corporately to support this, and somebody in there's making decisions to either yes to do it or no not to, again, it's encouraging to me. It should be, I think, encouraging to all of us to see that there is pushback. You know, there's people, like you were saying, Zach, what we call the red-blooded Americans, right? Hard-working, red-blooded, redneck Americans that are saying, no, not at all. I know a guy saying
those are the guys that they're afraid of.
That's right. That's right. And like you said, Jason, there's I had somebody send me a picture, and it was of a Coors Light, and this was from a hardcore Bud Light guy, and he said, you know, something to the effect of I've changed over, or I've switched over, you know, and it is, it's people will, they will speak with their pocketbook on this, and when it's brought to them, when it's made known, I was disappointed when I saw that about Jack Daniels as well. It's almost like the cop saying, "I'm just doing my job." You know, they might sit back and say, "Well, we're just going along with society. You know, this is just how it is now," and all that. And well, your decisions have consequences, and so be prepared for those. They do. Your decisions have consequences.
Well, in my opinion, you know, that goes back to how our enemies love to be. They love to have their deeds brought to light. You know, they love to put it out there, and they can't help themselves. And I think that's what it is just the blessing of those terrorists shining out there, and the more that do that, the easier it is for us.
That's right. And the protests on the other side of the tears, they're getting more prevalent. They're getting more violent. I don't know if you saw, if you guys are familiar, Riley Gaines. Riley Gaines is a Olympic qualified swimmer, women's sports, and spoke out against the transgender that went from swimming on the men's team, because he's a biological male, to swimming on the women's team, to demanding he's allowed in their locker room, and Riley Gaines kind of headed that up and was protesting and saying, "Hey, this guy's getting naked in the locker room, and sure he's taller and stronger than us, and so she's been very outspoken against it, and had a talk against that, and very pro woman, women type of talk, and the filth, she was physically attacked, not just verbally, but the filth of these transgenders and these it just borderlines on, it is demonic. It absolutely is. The police had to escort her out and basically barricade her in a room to keep her safe till they could get more police on scene. And you're seeing that more and more. Got a report here from the Washington Stand. Churches, attacks against churches have tripled so far in 2023 over 2022. And we're only 3 months in, 4 months in now. And has already tripled over the last 4 years, it says. And And you know, that doesn't get covered on the news. That, you know, when bricks are thrown through church windows and churches are set on fire and things like that. No, they don't. That's not reported on. You know, but the abortion clinics in D.C. are getting special protection and special extra police protection for the abortion clinics. And so, you know, Remnant, it's an all-out war. We've heard it. We've done our best to share it with you, and that this is what it is. It is absolute all-out war, and it's moving. It's been war in the spiritual, and it's moving from there to the physical, more and more. You know, we see it, whether it's the gun control that's being pushed, whether it's the attacks on women, standing up for women, and standing against transgenders, whether it's attacks on Christian schools or Christian churches, and it's growing in this land of the free and home of the brave.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that are calling it the decay of society, and you know, the Department of Defense just came out and said that you know, that the military needs to be a safe place for these trans people. But meanwhile, I mean, that we're turning into the laughing stock of the world. You know, you got these people that don't know what bathroom to use or what gender they are, and you know, that's not the position that you want to be in a time of war. And it's you know, I mean, you think about that in light of war, and boy, these enemies of ours and these enemies of Christ are doing a really good job. And, you know, we just got to continue to, you know, have faith and smile at the future and know who's in control. I mean, there's going to have to be a lot of destruction. And I think that there's just going to be some fiery trials ahead of us that are going to, the Lord's going to have to deal with them, because there's nothing that we're going to be able to do, except for continue to have our faith and have our hope and, you know, continue to pray. I mean, we're fighting an enemy that our spiritual weapons can fight against and can war against. And, you know, we've been talking about two different things. We've been talking about a physical aspect of needing to be armed, and that's one thing. But spiritual aspect of this warfare is, you know, where we need to be fighting.
Amen.
Well, and you know, we know that you can't have a Red Sea deliverance without a Red Sea predicament.
Amen.
You know, you got to have something to overcome to be an overcomer, and that's why until we decide to line up and go back to the God that we need to be serving, it's going to continue to go in this direction. And you know, but truly look around. I mean, yeah, it's not the way we'd like for it to be, but we're still prospering, even in the midst of it. God has got his hand on us, and, you know, we hadn't missed a meal, and we're doing well. And but that is the direction that we're going in, and it's a good thing, because if we keep on going in the direction we've been going in, it'll be destruction for a lot more folks. And, you know, we should be praying every day for the remnant and for our people to turn and to get out of that are off of that easy road that's headed to destruction. saw an article on a guy that up there in Canada that he entered the, because they've changed the powerlifting rules up there, you know, so that anybody that identifies as a woman can now lift in the women's bracket. And so it was this big bearded Canadian coach, you know, big huge guy in men's clothes, whatever, he goes in there and starts, you know, he smashes the record for bench pressing and squatting and this and that, and he did it just to make fun of him and to, you know, to thumb his nose at this stupid rule, you know. And so we got people that are standing up all the time and you know, fighting in the correct direction, and we need to open our mouths when we get the opportunity to and speak that it is wrong. You know, let everybody know what the Bible says about it and why it's wrong. And that is our fight, you know, with our prayers, with our words, with our wallets, with everything that we do, we need to be trying to turn this thing around.
I agree. Yep. That's, you know, and like you said, with your wallet, too, you know what kind of companies you're supporting, know who you're supporting, you know, where your dollars are going. That's important as well.
Yeah, I was talking with a guy yesterday, and, you know, he was asking me about workload and stuff that I had and all this stuff, and he goes, I think some skinny times are just around the corner. And he goes, but on the other hand, he's like, I think it's going to be good because people need to know what hard times are. They need to have a little bit of a reset of what reality is, because he's like, everything you see going on here, he's like, those people just, he's like, they need to go, you know? And so he was, you know, so you can feel the hard, like everybody can feel the hard times are coming, you know? It's not just me. It's not just, you know, guys in our circle. He goes, and everybody feels it. And, you know, people are making some pretty drastic moves to prepare for it. So it's just something about, like, you just see it coming and get ready, because know who your God is and get ready for the ride.
But, you know, Zach, that's what we're made for. We are productive, efficient people that are overcomers. And, you know, we're made for that more than we are to be fat and happy. You know, we prosper more during those times than we do these times here, whenever you just get complacent and fat and happy and stray away from God because, you know, of all the different things in front of you.
You are 100% right, because I think there's going to be a lot of outgoing, and there's going to need to be backfill. Good, righteous backfill. So it's coming. So, you know, people better get, like, there's always opportunity. You just got to be able to see it. So that's a great point.
Well, Remnant, phone lines are open, 307-745-5913. 307-745-5913 if you have a comment.
You know, the other thing that's been interesting that's been coming out quite a bit, too, and you're starting to hear more and more about it just about on a daily basis, is the dangers of these vaccines and the damage that they've caused and the amount of deaths that have been caused by vaccinations. And it's interesting, because a lot of these places that were making it mandatory to have your COVID vaccine, and it was mandatory to work there, mandatory to have your booster shots, or go to school there, whether it was Harvard University or some of these larger corporations, they've just within the last couple of weeks, they've silently did away with their policy. But I mean, it's everywhere you turn, and I mean, I really believe that we haven't even seen the tip of the iceberg as far as the damage that we're going to see from these from a lot of these vaccines that were, you know, untested. Number one, and poisonous.
Well, yeah. the thing is with the vaccine. Go ahead, Josh.
Well, I was just going to say that, yeah, and it is coming out, and it is happening. We had a friend of mine, I know a lady, perfect health in early 30s, and she was in the nursing field and had to have every shot and every booster and stuff. And not too long ago, she, you know, was just perfectly fine and dropped dead. And, you know, everybody's talking about it and, you know, what was the deal and what have you. But, it's, I guess I'm just saying it's getting closer you know, it's happening so often that it's happening to folks that you know. You know, it's not just a something you see on a far right news outlet on the internet. You know, it's happening a lot.
Well, yeah, the thing of it exactly. Is,
go ahead, Zach.
Well, so a couple of years ago, I had to have jaw surgery, and when I went through that process, you know, I had to sign all this paperwork and give that surgeon permission to do the procedure that he was going to do on me. I had to like give him permission and do all this stuff. And this guy's a doctor. And for those companies and corporations, like, I ain't so sure that it's not completely illegal to make something like that mandatory. And you can't force somebody to do a medical procedure without you giving them written permission. Like, I can remember being on the fire department. There was times I was at, like, a car accident, and you've seen people that were really screwed up, and they refused medical care. And there was nothing we could do about it. So, like, I've often wondered about that with this vaccine. Like, how are these big corporations just not getting sued into oblivion for that move that they did? And because it's so illegal. You cannot advise somebody on medical advice if you're not even a doctor. I mean, who are these guys? I mean, that's just the level of insanity is astounding. I just don't understand it.
Oh, it absolutely is, Zach. You know, what about the HIPAA laws? Right? The HIPAA laws are that, you know, you can't ask someone if they have AIDS, if they have HIV, if they have hepatitis C, it's against the law. You can't do that. So, especially like you mentioned, as a first responder, you come up on a wreck or something, you just have to wear your gloves and assume the worst, and because it's against the federal laws to even ask, you know, and the privacy, you know, the privacy laws that are out there to protect the people's privacy, right? But none of that applied to having a vaccination. Have you been vaccinated? Well, it's none of your damn business if I've been vaccinated, for one thing. But, oh, no, well, you know, the military, we might kick you out of the military. We might fire you from this good job, on and on and on. And you're right, absolute insanity and double standard. one law for you and a different one for us. Just like the Pharisees and the Sadducees were putting out these burdens on the people that they weren't following, is what it reminded me of.
Well, what we got to remember is it's their laws.
Right.
You know, it's their rules. It's their system. It's their business. It's their courts. It's not for us. They're not godly. They're not founded on Christian principles and a godly system. Me and Jason got a saying for those folks. They're not going to be right. You know, they're not going to do the right thing. They're going to lie. They're going to steal, kill, and destroy. That is what they do. And one of the things we got to do is take our thoughts captive and not fear. They leveraged a lot of fear mongering around all that vaccine stuff, and they put just enough pressure to push people into making a decision that they didn't want to make through fear and through leveraging. Well, if you love your grandpa, you'll go get this vaccine to save his life. And I'm not judging anybody that did, and it don't matter what you did. We can take poison and still be okay. The blood of Christ is sufficient. You pray about it, and there are things that you can do to neutralize that. The first of that being prayer. So anybody that did get vaccinated, they don't have to be you know, our God can take care of that for you. But we need to recognize what they did, because they're going to do it again on something different. You know, so that's what it's important to study history and to see what they do, how they work their game, so that next time we won't be as affected by it.
Amen. Yes, yeah, study your history. Look at it and see that this is what the enemy does. That applies going back to what we started the program on about gun control. You know, go back and look at what has happened to nations that have given up and to people that have given up their guns. And just see, you know, and look at history and find out. And then you can make an educated decision. You can make an educated decision as to whether you want to continue to just trust the police or the army or whoever, or if you want to take that upon yourself.
Well, look what happened just recently in Australia with the Aboriginal people. They just decided they were going to round them all up, and it was all over, you know, the internet, but you never seen anything on the news about it. They were putting them in camps and stuff like that. And, you know, but them people weren't armed and they couldn't, I mean, I'm not saying I'm for or against Aborigines, but you know, what the heck did those people do to rate and have that be done to them? Nothing. They just rounded them all up. And, there was a lot of stuff going on in Australia that, you know, the overreach that government was doing was just insane. And they didn't care. The government didn't care. And they were hauling people off to jail, just buying groceries, hauling them off to jail. I was watching a couple of videos on it, but you can't find anything else on that on the news. So, you know, don't give up your guns and don't know your legal rights. Christian ones and other ones, you got to be wise as serpents. You know, that's why I brought up the medical. Like, I don't understand how all those people in the medical field got the vaccine, knowing what they know about all the medical laws and how that system works. You know, they know.
Yeah. Well, and there were a lot of them.
It's just mind-boggling.
Yeah, there were a lot that didn't. You know, there were a lot, especially nurses. There were national organizations. You know, and there were nurses that asked for exemptions and filled out exemptions, notarized exemptions, and you know, and did their best, I would say, to you know, to be able to keep their job, but you know, trying to have a little bit of common sense and saying, hey, wait a minute, this is, you know, normal vaccines take what, 6 to 8 years. To test and come out, and these things came out in 6 weeks. Let's not do that. And so some did, but yeah, the majority of them just went right along with it. Whether it was in the medical field, in the law enforcement field, in the military, the large corporations that said it's now a whatever you call it, a requirement for employment, a term of employment, and. And some people just quit and said, no, I'm not going to.
I was going to say that. I know some that just left the field. They said, right. Well, this is the way it's going to be. I'm not going to do it.
Yep. I know some, too.
I know a lady that was 2 years from retirement, and they had that mandate, and she walked away. Gave up everything. Mm-hmm. So I was pretty proud of her for it. But
And God honors that. God honors that. He does.
Yep.
Well, Remnant,
what's going on in your neck of the wood there, Josh?
I'm sitting here watching, and it's just funny because it shows how we are. You know, a lot of times dogs will chase cows, and you know, a 5-pound dog will chase a 1,000-pound cow across the field, and that causes problems. But
in this situation, the dog ran up to the cow and was barking and yapping, and the cow just looked at it. And, you know, that's really how we should be. You know, with all this, with everything that we're getting hammered with, it can't affect us if we stand on God's word. And I say affect us. It can't defeat us. It can't affect us. And we can have persecution and quote, hard times. But we should not be shaken by all this. We should stand on God's word and pray and strengthen ourselves in his promise for us. And let them do their barking and their yapping. And, yeah, they might can hurt us a little bit. But pain is a good thing sometimes. And, you know, we talked about earlier of things getting rough, and you know you can't fully appreciate a high without knowing that low, because you don't have anything to compare it to. And you know, we've talked about before, you and I, what a blessing it is whenever you get really sick, and then when you get better, when you get over that sickness for a while, you remember what it was to be sick like that, and
how
you're
good
thankful.
It feels to feel good,
right? You're truly thankful in your heart to God, you know, today of you feeling good. And hopefully you never lose that, because you remember that time that you were so sick, you know, and hopefully you keep that being thankful. But, you know, those hard experiences are what shapes us as people and what builds character. Everybody's seen the little saying, you know, that hard times make soft men, and or hard times make strong men, and good times make soft men, and you know, the cycle of that. And you know, we need to do hard things to realize that we can, and to appreciate what we've got. It's good for us. It's not bad for us.
Amen.
But it's hard whenever you're in the middle of that to see that it's good for you. I had a friend of mine talking about going to jail, and you know, he didn't enjoy it, and it wasn't, you know, but now it's one of the best things that ever happened to him in his life. I'm not gonna get the whole story, but he took that and used it as a turning point. God blessed him, and you know, it's one of the best things that ever happened to him.
Amen. Guys, let's
I like your story about the dog and the cow, because yesterday it was I'd laughed and laughed and laughed about it, and I tried to get it on video, but my daughter, she's got two guineas left, and guineas are not the brightest birds on the planet. They're generally just a really dumb bird, but they are a territorial bird, and you know, that's one of the things that I like about them, is they're good with the garden. They'll run off snakes, they'll kill snakes.
The best alarm system you're going to find.
What's that?
I said they're the best alarm system you're going to
get. You know, absolutely. You know. Yeah, I agree. Yeah. I mean, something comes in the yard, you know that. But we had, I don't know, I think she started out with 8 or 10 of them, and a couple years ago, and she's got two left. And there was a flock of wild turkeys that they came in and was going to the where she generally feeds the birds, and it started going after the bird seed. And these two guineas were just on the completely opposite end of the property. And they came a-running and came a-squawking, and these turkeys are just looking at them and looking at them. And the turkeys are about 3 or 4 times the size of a guinea. And they were outnumbered, and these two guineas went up and just whoop butt on these turkeys, ran these turkeys off, and came back, and it was just it was just awesome to see.
Yep,
I've seen that happen with people, by the way.
Yes. Yeah. Well, guys, let's
one man that stand his ground and run off a whole pack.
There you go. Let's try the phone lines this morning, guys. We got a call. Good morning. Thanks for holding, and welcome to the program. We've got a couple minutes left.
I hate to interrupt such a great program. It's really been an exceptional day for everybody. I hate to talk to anybody, anything, but remember today is the 8th. We got 1 year left before where I think the door closes on ARC. April 8th, last half of the X against our once great country. and they put an X across something, you cross it off. And I think God is going to judge his country first. And also by the Gun Control Act, that was a 1968 act. It's mostly firearms. I have a copy of it if anybody wants me to copy it. 1968 Firearms Control Act. And it's mostly just full auto guns, guns with a silencer on it, sawed-off barrels, you know, especially full auto. Those are the firearms that were made illegal. And you know, and late in Malachi, God says, turn back to me and I will return to you. When the, you're robbing me, that scripture, like Malachi 9 to 12, I think. And I will rebuke the devourer so that your trees and vines do not cast their fruits. Well, I think Jonathan was right back in August 2017. I've had fantastic fruit and tree production for all these years, and this year, really, really spectacular. These people that are screwing up our weather have given us a spring 2 months early, and every tree I have got is about loaded with all kinds of fruit. I think the only thing hold back was the lack of, pollinators. And anyway, I think it's going to be fantastic. I think this may be the last big year, and people do need to be prepared, and people do need to go back to God, but like Richard Hoskins says, the northeastern states have been de-Christianized by the 1830s. That's 190 years ago. Now, they don't know about God. They think the Bible was written by a bunch of old men, and God did not have anything to do with it. They don't think God is real. These people are going to be wiped off the face of the earth. You know, God is going to make mortal man scarcer than pure gold. And James McCannell last night was super excellent. I haven't heard a program that good in several years. He's talking about the weather events, all caused by electrical energy, all this windy, windy weather we've had here in North Carolina for the last 2 months already. And I remember reading about this stuff and hearing from Bill Cooper or someone about the seasons being all jumbled up like they are now, and that we would have winds up to 200 miles an hour. In the early 90s, we discussed the best kind of house to live in would be concrete dome homes. And so here it is. We waited 30 years to find it, and it's on us now. Okay, I could talk all day about all this kind of stuff, but you guys got such a good program. I just wanted to remind you about everybody, to tell everybody they got 1 year left to turn back to God. That's what I think. All right. I'm done.
Well, we might not have a date left to turn back to God. We're not promised tomorrow, so
amen.
I definitely wouldn't be setting my watch to go off at some future date. You know, we need to do that today and every day. That's a slow process. You're not just going to flip a switch and say that we're there. So God might have given you that date, and I'm not disputing that at all. But I do know that looking at history, people that put those dates out there of this day that's going to happen that date, from what I've seen, that does damage, because whenever that day happens, when that day comes and not exactly what you said happened, well, then people will lose faith and they will turn back to some extent away from it. I know there are definitely exceptions to the rule, but we just need to be careful about putting those dates out there, and then definitely of saying that, you know, you got a year left to do what you need to do, because we're not promised tomorrow, and we need to make those decisions every single day, every moment, to do the right thing and to be where we need to be for ourselves, for our families, and for our country.
Amen. Absolutely.
Well, I'll tell you what, if the day does come, we know we got a prophet.
Yep. Thank you, sir.
Well, Remnant, guys, it's about out of the hour. Any got a couple minutes here? Any closing comments? That was sure a good one, Josh.
Yeah, Josh, I agree with you. Why would you not want to serve God? His yoke is light, and because we've been messing around, and I'm talking about the nation as a whole, been messing with this other yoke is the reason why we're in the mess we're in today. So, like Jesus said, take my yoke, it's light. You should want to. You should be joyful to do it. Not do it just to get yourself an insurance policy at the end.
Well, then, you know, for us, for the old crusty warriors, we need to remember love and remember to show that love. You know, we don't want to be nice, but also to just remember love and to treat people the way that we want to be treated and lift people up. You know, don't just hit them with the Bible. Love on them.
Amen.
Yeah.
Yeah. I agree. Zach, you want to give us a little bit of a preview on your Sunday Easter message for tomorrow?
Well, we're going to, it's going to be about the rules of Baal worship and how it operates and the similarities of what you see going on in our society today. And that's about it. It's going to take a look at Baal worship. I mean, what better day than the day that the world calls for Easter, the old Esther, one of the Baals themselves. So we're going to talk about their rules and regulations, and you know, that's about it. And it's right there in front of us. And if you have eyes to see and ears to hear, then it's pretty obvious. But if you don't, you're just going to go with the show. So, but that's what the sermon's going to be about. It's going to be about the rules of Baal.
You know, once you can see their game, it is so much easier to work around it, you know, to get, but you got to have those eyes to see and ears to hear. That's what we try to do here every time we get together, is to shine the light on something that's going on. And but you're completely right. That's what we need. We need to know what they're doing, how they're doing it.
Well, it's what it is. It's a blending of Babylon and Christianity. That's what's going on. That's why it's not a complete wasteland, because there's a little bit of there's some level of respect to the Word of God. But yet there isn't. You have the Babylonian rule. That's what double-mindedness is. You got two systems in your head, and that's what's going on.
Amen. Looking forward to that. Absolutely. Well, guys, we're out of time. Thanks again for joining us. And Remnant, join us at church tomorrow, starting at 8:30 a.m. Mountain, 9:30 Central, 10:30 Eastern, 7:30 on the West Coast at scriptures4america.org. Click on the live video stream. We hope you'll join us there. Thanks, men. Have a blessed day.
Rolling, 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 rolling,
this country stolen, keep on rolling over, snake high. Fast and pray together, make them hell send forever. No in the...
This is WTWW, Lebanon, Tennessee, USA.